16, could you verify the position of the S-band aux TV switch?
Yeah, it's still in SCI, waiting for you guys to tell us to finish up our film cycling checklist.
I understand it's in SCI.
Affirmative.
You can take that switched off, but leave the pan camera heaters and stuff on.
Okay, well, since you don't want us to do the exact checklist, we'll turn the SCI off and the data system off. Or do you want the data system on? You're not reading anything now, I don't think.
Just leave the data system on. We've commanded it off on the grid.
Okay, data system on. Okay. Houston, with the Monox out looking at the Earth, we can see Florida and the real blue water around the Bahamas. On around the Gulf of Mexico, looks like you might have some clouds near Houston, and on down into Mexico and in the Great Lakes up to the north, where there's lots of clouds on up north of that.
Roger, it is overcast here, Charlie.
And under is it? And up in the polar ice cap, there's a big broken line. It looks like a river or something running down off to the southwest. Wonder what that feature might be.
Does it look like a feature? Is it a feature on the ground or a feature in the clouds?
I thought the whole thing was just snow and ice up there. Maybe it is the clouds up in the, it looks like to me it's just up at the North Pole in the ice cap area.
Right, I understand. I don't.
And it's been there ever since we launched.
Roger.
And what it appeared to me to be was someplace that's thawed out up there, but, and I was looking at water, but that might be at clouds actually.
Okay, Tony's sitting here. I'll see if he knows anything about it.
Okay, and that storm system that was out west of Alaska, or thereabouts, appears to be still there.
Okay.
Okay, Don, I'm ready to copy the rest of those things that reset the TVC enable.
Okay, stand by just a minute. You're adding a couple of notes to it.
Sure thing. Can I read back the other paper there? I'll read back the ones that said it.
Say again, Kent.
I'll just wait till you get it all. I was going to read back the ones that said it. Everybody's talking about those binoculars. We pulled those things out in Earth orbit as we were going over the states. And that's pretty impressive. If it works that well in other places, it really does enhance things you can see.
Roger. Okay, I got this list on the TVC relay set reset conditions again, if you want to go back into that now.
Okay, all set.
Okay, the note they added was back up on the very first thing I gave you, the number one conditions to set the relay. Those conditions only work in certain programs or extended verbs, and those are P20, 22, 23, 24, 52, or verb 41, noun 91.
Okay.
Okay, and I believe we'd gotten down through number...
Include all objects of P20.
Stand by a minute, Ken. We'll get you an answer on it. Okay, while we're waiting for them to decide whether it's all options or not, I believe we got down through number two reset conditions.
Okay, I copy the optics to zero and the optic zero to off when in CMC mode control.
Okay, and that was number two. Number three is spacecraft control switch SCS. Number four is THC clockwise. Number five is verb 37 enter, XX enter. Number six is fresh start, verb 36. Number seven is verb 3-4, or pro in the sighting mark routine, R53 display. And number eight is auto enter RCS DAP at SPS cut off plus 2.5 seconds in P40.
Okay, I didn't understand that one, Don.
Okay, it's the it's what happens to you immediately following the burns. The SPS cuts off, and then 2.5 seconds later in P40, the TVC relay gets reset. Okay, and on the question of options, back up under set condition number one, it's all options except number two in program 20.
Okay.
And that's all of them.
Okay, and I understand that this... this can happen when you either set or reset the enable relay, is that correct?
That's affirmative. They say it can happen going any change of state on the TVC relay.
Okay, can you tell me if it's the change of state of the relay or just the command to change it? For instance, if we already had it... some of these things like a verb 37 to any program resets it, but if it's already in the reset position, is that a condition that's likely to trigger one of these things, or is that one of the safe conditions?
We think, Ken, it's the actual relay set reset changing, not the command.
Okay. Don, let me read back what you read to me, and then I'll want to mull that over for a while and see if I have any other questions.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Set the TVC enable.
You're fading out. We're unable to read.
Okay, the things that will set the TVC enable are the spacecraft control switch to CMC, the optics zero to off, the optics mode to manual, and the CMC TVC gimbal test MP40. These things occur only if I'm in P20 options 0, 1, 3, 4, P22, P23, P24, P52, and
I'm 41,
now 91.
Okay, Ken, on that, the first three of those constitute one set of conditions, and the last one, that is the start of CMC thrust vector control, is another condition that is sufficient by itself.
Okay, I understand the first three go with those programs, and the CMC thrust vector control is sufficient by itself.
Okay.
Now, did you, I don't remember if we concluded whether that was when the CMC sets the gimbal in preparation for the burn or only during that test?
I don't think that's, at least I haven't been advised as to which set of conditions we're talking about there.
Okay, now I'll read you the reset one.
Okay.
It's optics to zero. Optics zero to off when in CMC mode. Spacecraft control to SCS. Translation hand controller to clockwise. Any VERP 37 enter to XX enter. A fresh start. VERP 34 or pro when in the sighting mark display. And the auto engine off or auto TVC reset after a burn in P40.
That's affirmative. There are eight different reset conditions. Number two actually contains two separate items.
That's affirmative. I'm with you.
Okay.